Our Ask the Mayor public affairs program with our Honorable Mayor Pat Taylor, and thank you to Brenda Matthews for sitting in. And she loves interviewing, and she has a bunch of fun, and of course with Pat Gleason and with you, she had a great time.
Well, I really enjoyed working with Brenda. Like you say, she is a lot of fun, a real professional.
Your mayor on duty, and the residential zoning changes are afoot in North Carolina, and you made that trip out to Raleigh. What's the postscript to that?
Steve, even after I wrote that article, I keep reading, and I become more and more concerned that, yes, there is a lot of movement on the issue of changing zoning densities and so forth. And my postscript is this. What Raleigh has done, I don't want to criticize them, for Raleigh in that particular geographical area and community, what they're doing might be just appropriate and correct for that big town. But I don't see us having a one-size-fits-all when it comes to zoning. One of our big concerns on the plateau, as I pointed out in the article, is the environment and the watershed. I hope the state legislature or the federal people don't just try to do a blanket mandated policy about zoning densities and everything. Each community is unique, and I feel the local elected officials need to set the zoning policies and not get something dictated to them from an entity that doesn't understand a unique community in a unique environmental situation. So that's my postscript.
If I may just add a quote, just quoting your article there on Mayor on Duty, says, as a nation, we have an ample supply of vacation rental homes, yet a very short supply of long-term housing. There may be drivers to this issue that emerge that are well beyond local control.
I stand by that statement, but I will say again, I continue to read on this issue, and I know some of our state legislators and county folks are concerned about providing that critical workforce housing, and some people call it another category, housing in the middle, for people where they can live and work where they are located. A lot of that centers around resources like water and sewer. And I know that there's some counties in this area are beginning to have discussions about providing those types of resources at a county level, which then helps facilitate more accessible housing to the community.
Well, coming up on Thursday, we have a full agenda for our town commissioners and the town board meeting and fire department. They're finishing up their paving, their parking lot. We need a pumper truck. That's just a slight little purchase, isn't it?
That's right. Over $500,000, and we will need to appropriate at this board meeting the funds and put in the order and then hope we get it in a year or two. That's just the way things go now. I think I made reference to this earlier in another broadcast that, for example, Henderson County, it's not just Henderson County, it's Macon County and all of the emergency vehicle systems. They're ordering ambulances now that have to be custom built, and they're hoping they can get them in 3 years. And in the meantime, they try to find parts and keep the existing ambulances in service. It's a real challenge getting these specialized parts for all of these different types of equipment and keeping things moving on. I think we're doing a good job of looking ahead and trying to anticipate these issues in the supply chain, but it's an ongoing challenge.
You're also going to talk about the sidewalks. They're getting ready with that on Oak Street.
I ride by almost every morning and look at the different projects, and they've poured the curb and gutters for the sidewalk, which connects the existing sidewalk on Oak Street all the way up to First Street. And then the plan, and I know the contractor's even grading on First Street to go all the way down to Main Street. So that's going to be a loop that will be completed. This week they finished the asphalting, the entryways to the fire department. The fire department ought to be ready very soon. I know that our town manager was saying they're still working on the elevator installation and certain critical parts that are needed to have a functional building. Very soon we'll be having a situation where the public can come and see the new facility.
Always as a kid, I wanted to slide down the pole. You know, if I was going to be in the fire department, I don't know if they're going to have a pole, but definitely an elevator.
They will have a pole. I hear it's a kind of an automated type thing where the fireman will push a button, the pole is mounted, and then an opening comes open, and they jump down and go down the fire pole.
Right.
So I don't know if I'm going to try that or not.
Get some video on that. The Chamber of Commerce, they're going to make a presentation about the EV charger stations.
That's right. The chamber has been working on this issue of providing electric vehicle charging stations downtown. And at this board meeting, we will have EnviroSpark, which is the company that will make a proposal to the town and the chamber about installing these charging stations downtown. So look forward to hearing that presentation. Kay McCann of the chamber has been coordinating this effort, and we'll go from there.
Code ordinances for construction workers that just that continue low burning, grubbing, I think it's called.
If you've been reading in the newspaper, we've had committee meetings with staff and commissioners about certain issues that we have in town. One issue that we haven't come to closure on yet, but we're getting close to, is the schedule of allowing contractors to work on weekends. We have a general ordinance on that now. We need to clarify it and make it very specific. That is not ready to be reviewed by the board at this time, but we will be presenting to the board a policy on grubbing and outdoor burning. And I know some of the commissioners have different opinions on this. When it comes to a resident taking leaves and burning them during the fall on their property, an afternoon they burn and then it's gone, I don't see any real problem with that. What my concern was the practice that contractors do is called grubbing. And when you do a new home site or a building site, they'll cut down trees and kind of create a fire pit and continually burn those trees over a long period of time, days or even weeks, to where you have a continuous smoldering fire that puts out smoke throughout residential neighborhoods and even in commercial areas. And I've gotten a lot of complaints from folks, especially people with breathing conditions, that this needs to be curtailed. And I agree that at one time we used to be able to do that in Highlands and in Western Carolina, it was no issue to it. But now there are several towns like Waynesville, and they've already adopted an ordinance saying you can't do that in the city limits. And I think it's time for us to look at that too.
You're going to address noise levels, either working or music, and that's going to be on the agenda.
We have gotten more complaints about noise, and there are two phases to this. One is the level of noise, and I think we're going to go back and adjust the decibel levels, which we've kind of concluded tend to be rather high at 70 and 80 decibels, that it could be lowered. I was just looking at a news article in Asheville where they've dropped some of their decibel levels down to 40 in certain areas. We're going to look at reviewing the decibel level for acceptable noise, and then also the time when certain things can be done, like the playing of music. We have, you know, a lot of events where people are playing music commercially. At what time does that need to stop because people want to go to bed or it's time to stop? So we're going to look at times and noise levels.
You're also going to cover the private road maintenance and how the town is going to handle that.
And I know our Public Works Committee has reviewed this. We do have in residential areas private roads instead of town roads in some cases. And what should be the policy about maintaining those roads on behalf of the town in our road department? At what level should any maintenance be done is going to be the big question. We've had kind of a policy in place, and we're going to review that. Then also the plowing issue of snow plowing on private roads, especially, I know Lamar Nix has expressed concern that some of the private roads are very steep, have really steep grades, which Lamar and some of his staff feel are rather dangerous when it comes to trying to plow, and what should be the policy on that too.
All right, next week we'll talk with the mayor and find out what happened on this Thursday's town board meeting at our Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor.
Always good to be with you, Steve.